Hey, Money Mavericks. Welcome back to Manifesting Money, your daily dose of positivity and power when it comes to your finances. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you unlock the secret sauce to financial abundance because let's be honest, money isn't just about numbers, it's energy, emotions, and a whole lot of mindset. Today, we're diving deep into something super interesting. Understanding the emotional triggers behind your spending habits. Ever feel like you're on autopilot at the mall, throwing cash around faster than you can say sail? You know that feeling when you just need that new pair of shoes, even though your closet is overflowing? Or that impulse buy of a fancy coffee every morning, just because it feels good in the moment? Trust me, you're not alone. We all have these emotional spending traps, and figuring out what pulls the strings behind them is the key to mastering our money game. Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to bust your emotional spending cycle. 1. Happiness hack. First things first, let's talk about that fleeting feeling of joy that comes with a purchase. You snag that cool gadget, and for a moment, you're on cloud 9. But here's the catch. That high often fades faster than a TikTok trend. True happiness isn't found in material possessions, but in experiences, relationships, and personal growth. So, before you swipe that credit card, ask yourself, will this purchase truly bring lasting joy or just a temporary buzz? 2. Stress buster. Not really. Think about those times you've reached for your wallet to drown out stress or anxiety. We're all guilty of it, using shopping as a band-aid for our emotions. But that temporary relief is like a sugar rush. It leaves you feeling worse in the long run. Instead, find healthier ways to manage stress. Yoga, meditation, hitting the gym, or even just taking a deep breath and reminding yourself that this too shall pass. 3. The fear factor. Ever notice how fear can be a powerful motivator? It's no wonder limited time offers and fear of missing out tactics get us every time. But remember, true abundance isn't about scarcity, it's about trust and having faith in your ability to create what you desire. So, next time you feel pressured by a sale or limited edition item, ask yourself, do I really need this, or am I falling prey to fear-based marketing? 4. The comparison game. Social media can be a double-edged sword when it comes to spending habits. We're constantly bombarded with images of seemingly perfect lives and luxurious experiences, which can make us feel inadequate and crave what others have. Remember, social media often portrays a curated reality, not the everyday struggles and financial realities that most people face. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique achievements instead of comparing yourself to others. 5. The power of gratitude. This one's a game changer. When we practice gratitude for what we already have, our desire to constantly acquire more diminishes. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your talents, and even your cozy apartment. Cultivating a mindset of abundance can shift your entire relationship with money. Now let me share a real-life example that might resonate with you. Imagine Sarah, who's always been on the go, juggling work, errands, and social life. She finds herself constantly buying new clothes, gadgets, and even takeout just to keep up with the pace. It's an exhausting cycle fueled by stress and a feeling of inadequacy. But one day, Sarah starts practicing gratitude. She takes time each morning to appreciate her supportive family and friends, her fulfilling work, and even a good cup of coffee on a busy morning. As she focuses on what she already has, she realizes that the constant buying frenzy isn't bringing her true happiness. She starts making conscious spending choices, prioritizing experiences over material possessions, and finding joy in simpler moments. Remember, mastering your money game is about understanding yourself, your emotions, your triggers, and your values. So take what you learned today and put it into action. Track your spending, identify those emotional triggers, and start making conscious choices that align with your goals and values. You've got this, Money Mavericks. And remember, every small step you take towards financial freedom is a victory worth celebrating. Keep manifesting your dreams, one positive decision at a time. Until tomorrow, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.